This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
This is Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Every week, speaker consultant Mark Amtower gives you his take on what's going on in the world of government contracting. Amtower Off-Center with your host, Mark Amtower.
Welcome to our no-holds-barred forum for discussing what is good, bad, ugly, and just plain silly in the arena of doing business with the government. My guest today is best-selling author and sales guru, Harvey McKay. Harvey's got a new bestseller out, the McKay MBA of Selling in the Real World. This follows six others, including the classics, Swim with the Sharks. Harvey, welcome to the show.
Mark, I've been looking forward to this. Thanks for having me, and ready to rumble.
This is great. I got to say this so up front. Your new book is at or near the top of Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Amazon. You've got over 10 million copies of your books out in 37 different languages in over 80 countries. That's a bit of an accomplishment, sir.
Well, thanks very much. I was lucky in one respect. My father headed the Associated Press for 35 years in the Twin Cities, St. Paul, Minneapolis, where my business is. So I grew up with a journalism background, and my wife's a writer, my daughter's a writer, my son's a writer, my granddaughter's a writer. So I guess it's in the genes and the blood.
There you go. Cool. Well, let's dive into before we dive into the new book, Swim with the Sharks came out.
1988. Mm-hmm. Proud to say that it sold 5 million copies just 7 books ago. The approximate number now is about 200,000 to 250,000, 24 years later, still selling every year. But here's something, Mark. There's a money-back guarantee on the last page of the book, the McKay MBA, as it was with Swim with the Sharks. And I just want to say, of the 5 million copies sold in the first couple of years, 18 people asked for their money back. 7 of them were my best friends.
What, just to see if you'd actually do it?
Well, that's probably number one. Number two, maybe they wanted to keep me humble a little bit because of the runaway bestseller. But anyway, that guarantee is, again, right there. I think I was the first author in the country. I had World War III with my publisher to put that on the back page back in 1988. Kind of broke some new ice.
I bet it was a battle with your publisher back then, but they weren't giving the money back. You were.
Well, I actually, both of us were going to share in that cost.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, on the new book, on the MBA book, it's just you, though.
No, that is correct. It's just me. And I might say, proud that it's number one Wall Street Journal, number two USA Today, as you mentioned. And I have to say, so far, I've been on a 30-city tour, just completed it in about 34 days. Book's been out 6 weeks. And one person out of, I don't know how many, hundreds of thousands or whatever, has asked for their money back. Anyway, I'm having a good time with it.
Well, yeah, it's a great book. So if you need that late Christmas present, get out there and get it. But as Harvey mentioned, also Swim with the Sharks Without Being Eaten Alive is also still out there, as are most of your other books, if not all of them.
Yes, they're all out there. Incidentally, I love to deliver more than I promised, Mark. So anyone that intends, as long as they're going to buy the MBA book, if they go just to HarveyMckay.com/bonus, that's MACKAY, HarveyMckay.com/bonus, I will send them within 10 days a $12.95 book that can't be purchased anywhere on networking. No charge, no shipping, no fees, all gratis. Or they can hit that website, and they'll learn how to download the book in less than seconds, so they can have their choice.
Well, there you go. And we're networking, oddly enough, is one of the topics that we'll be discussing, networking and social networking. But rather than go through the book, I know there's a lot of recurrent themes throughout your books. And one of those, and it's never overtly stated, but it's always there, is that it's all about relationships. Talk about that for a bit.
Yes, I surely will. The people don't care how much you know about them once they realize how much you care about them. So I developed a 66-question customer profile at age 21 when I graduated from the University of Minnesota. And I call it then again, humanize your selling strategy. And incidentally, in that little $12.95 book that they would receive, I gave a speech at Harvard at the MBA program. They reprinted it in the Harvard Business Review, one of the most requested articles. That's in that little book. And therefore, if I'm going to call on you, Mark, there's no question about it. I'm not building a short-term relationship. This is a long-term relationship. So I will move mountains to find out everything about you. You see, what the listeners have to understand is that you can't talk about business all of the time. Every study known to mankind will tell you that 60, 70, 80% of the time, you're talking about human relations. You're talking about that person. You're talking about life. You're not talking about what's the price and what's the quality and what's the delivery. So therefore, again, we move mountains to find out everything. We call on 3,000 accounts across the world and the United States, about 85% U.S., 20 countries foreign, where we distribute our envelopes, and I can just tell you, there's no such thing as a cold call. We do our homework before we make a call.
Okay. So homework is done. But, you know, go back to Swim with the Sharks. Wasn't your, you know, humanizing the sales really the main message, even with the first book?
Absolutely. Without question. This humanize your selling strategy. When I came up with those 66 questions, and incidentally, anybody can go to my website, harveymckay.com, that's all, and they'll pick up the 66 questions. They'll pick up my speeches. I write a national syndicated column the last 19 years, going to 10 million newspapers, about 100 cities, still doing it once a week. And in there is all the information, okay, on the 66 questions I want to know. So therefore, Mark, you know, what are your interests? What's your volunteerism? What turns you on? What are you passionate about? If you're married, do you have a family? Where did you go to school? How many jobs have you had? What was your last job? Where do you take vacation? You can find out all those things. You can build that long-term relationship. And once you do, okay, you will slam your competitors into the pavement and you will hand them their head. Because, again, you will know way more than the average person calling on that account.
Okay, so this goes right into my first topic I want to discuss. That's the attitude/confidence arena.
Surely. And attitude, I guess if you could just go through the whole book, you know, again, that's a very, very key word, of course. So I say, and I believe, your attitude determines your altitude. Let me give you just a brief little example. I think this is in the book, but anyway, the story about a shoe company that wanted to open up in the deepest, darkest part of Africa to sell shoes. And they sent their salesman down, and he came back 10 days later, discouraged. Nothing happened. Couldn't get anything going down there. So Speedy Gonzalez raised his hand. He said, "Give me a crack at that territory." And boom, he goes down there and within 48 hours sends a message back to the company, start shipping shoes immediately, no competition here. That's what I call a good attitude. A good attitude is when you wake up in the morning, every day, you have two choices. You can be an optimist or you can be a pessimist. And of course, I choose to be an optimist. I did learn one thing, and I guess I'm proud that I've all seven books that I've been on Larry King, and he is a friend. But he told me, I'd say a couple years ago, after one of the programs, he said that he'd had an Indian guru on, and he taught him the following, that every morning when you get up and your eyelids open up and you see that ceiling, you say to yourself, it's a gift. And those are the three magical words. It's a gift. And quite frankly, I've been doing that for the last couple of years also. So I think the attitude is just of paramount importance.
Great. Harvey, we're going to take our first break. You're listening to AmTower Off Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. When we come back, we're going to continue with Harvey McKay, whose new book, The McKay MBA of Selling in the Real World, is what we are discussing now. You're listening to Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
If you are facing advanced illness or the end of life of a loved one, peace of mind is in short supply. Fortunately, pain-free comfort care is available from the Washington Home and Community Hospices, a not-for-profit organization with a holistic team of doctors, nurses, caregivers, social workers, chaplains, and volunteers. The team comes to you in your home or wherever you call home in D.C., Montgomery, or Prince George's County. For your peace of mind, call them day or night for a complimentary consultation at 866-234-7777.
Hockey season is in full swing.
Doesn't get better than that.
The Caps are hard at work. Can you feel the excitement building? Caps fans, head to Verizon Center to see the Caps battle the Buffalo Sabres on Friday, December 30th, and the Calgary Flames on Tuesday, January 3rd. Tickets are extremely limited, so call 202-397-SEAT or log on to washingtoncaps.com/singleticks and do your part in building America's hockey capital.
Ravens fans, 1500 AM Federal News Radio is your D.C. home for Ravens football. Listen to every game as the Ravens dominate the AFC North and march toward the Super Bowl.
Ray Rice goes around the left edge, and he's going to dart in for the touchdown. Orlovsky under pressure, and he'll be sacked. Corey Redding gets to him back at the 17-yard line. Touchdown, Torrey Smith, the rookie from Maryland.
Catch all the action as the Ravens take on the Cincinnati Bengals Saturday, January 1st. Pregame starts at 12:30 p.m. on 1500 AM.
I'm on a mission to spread the word about COPD through music. COPD stands for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. My grandfather suffered from symptoms of it, and COPD is the fourth leading cause of death in the U.S. I'm Billy Ray Cyrus, and I drive for COPD. Looks like people are starting to get the message. Anyone age 35 and older who has smoked as little as 100 cigarettes could be at risk. Visit driveforcopd.com today and talk to your doctor.
To win and deliver government contracts successfully, you need to align with the right teaming partners. Meet Tech Systems. While often behind the scenes, Tech Systems has worked with government agencies and systems integrators for over 25 years. In fact, every year, they deploy over 70,000 IT professionals at over 5,500 client sites nationwide, including more than 65 government agencies. Tech Systems is active across a broad spectrum of government programs and has developed deep relationships who understand what works well and who does it best. Thinking about cybersecurity? Working on a cloud computing initiative? Tech Systems addresses critical program gaps related to people, projects, and work functions. Their delivery models scale from staff augmentation to IT project and outsourcing services to support transition, ramp-up, surge, and ongoing program support needs. Learn more at techsystems.com. TEKSystems.com.
This holiday season, give the gift that money can't buy. When you donate blood with the American Red Cross, you give the perfect gift. Another hug, another laugh, another smile, another chance to someone in need of blood. And unlike the latest fashion trend, video game, or golf club, the perfect gift costs nothing but an hour of your time. Visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to schedule an appointment today. Give the gift of life and help unwrap a lifetime of memories for patients in need.
When every moment matters and a hand reaches out, when someone gives blood and a life is saved, that moment when heartbreak turns to hope, you're there through the American Red Cross. Every day, the Red Cross responds to nearly 200 neighborhood emergencies, and your support makes it possible. Use this moment to join us today. Visit redcross.org.
Welcome back to Amtower Off Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Mark Amtower. My guest today is best-selling author and sales guru Harvey McKay, whose new book, The McKay MBA of Selling in the Real World, is sitting atop the New York Times business bestseller. What is it, number two on USA Today, Harvey?
Yes, number two USA Today, number one Wall Street Journal. They hit that a few weeks ago, and last month, for the whole month, top 10 New York Times.
Well, we have to bump who's ever on that USA Today then to number two.
So, well, my father taught me second is last. Of course, I'm kidding. I'd love to come in second every time, everywhere I go, on every event, at every endeavor that I happen to want to accomplish.
Go ahead. There you go. Let's talk about confidence and self-esteem. The attitude, you know, waking up grateful is a great concept. I attempt to do so every day as well. And part of that is the confidence that I have in my abilities, because and we're going to get into a lot of reasons why, because I read your stuff and I believe your stuff. But let's talk about confidence and self-esteem.
Yes. Well, I happen to think this is a Michigan study to prove what confidence is. Well, let me start out with Jack Kemp, maybe, because, you know, you're sitting there in that Washington area. But Jack Kemp was a very, very good friend. And he went to Occidental College. He actually told me this story at 35,000 feet when he was running for vice president, along with Bob Dole. And, of course, he was approximately a 20-year congressman. So Jack goes to Occidental College, plays football, quarterback, junior year, has a very bad year. Everything went wrong. Senior year, 4 weeks before the season opened, coach calls him in and closes the door and says the following: "You're my man. You're my key leader. You're my go-to guy. Every year I pick one person, one player. You are that man. You keep this conversation to yourself. That's how I feel about you. I've got all the confidence in you in the world." Kemp tells me he flew out of that office, and he had a fabulous senior year at quarterback. And, of course, the rest is history. 4 weeks at the end of the last game, after the last game was played, Kemp found out, coach called in 10 other players, told them the same thing. now that's what I call confidence. And there's no substitute for it. Now, conversely, let me tell you about a Michigan study where they went out and they got two, three friends of a person, and they picked them up, you know, drove to school for 5, 6, 7 minute drive. And the couple friends, this was all set up in advance. He didn't know the example they were trying to prove. And they said, "Did you sleep last night?" to their buddy. "Yeah, slept perfectly. Looked like you had some bags under your eyes." They said, "That was just made up." First hour he goes to class, someone said, "Did you lose some weight?" "No." "I feel, oh, well, you just didn't look like you were, you know, the same weight. Looks like you lost weight." Second hour, someone comes up, "You feel all right? You're just not yourself today?" By the fifth hour mark, 5 hours later, that kid, male or female, will check himself or herself into the hospital. That's what negative feedback can do for you. And when it comes to self-esteem, I think Will Rogers said it best: if you've done it, it ain't bragging. And I really concur with that. So the only thing worse, I would say, than false self-esteem is false humility. You know, when people are out there fishing for compliments. So I think that the higher the level of self-esteem that you have about yourself, the better the odds are that you're just going to treat others with respect and kindness and generosity.
Okay. Now, a lot of people are going to, there'll be two schools of thoughts on this. One is, this is all common sense. And the other is, it's got nothing to do with me, and it's got nothing to do with the real world. What would you say to that?
Got nothing to do with the real world? Well, I'll tell you, I've been out there selling, again, for 40 years. I've mentored 500 people minimum in the last 4 decades. I've walked through my front door in Minneapolis at my business, and I can just tell you, I get constant, immediate, unfiltered feedback from the people I mentor, from my customers, from my suppliers, from my kitchen cabinet, and these principles that have held up for 100 years. I don't think, Mark, there's a lot new in the world, and let me explain that. In the last 100 years, to be a success, and then we could define success at a later time in the program if you so choose. But my point is this, whether it's honesty, integrity, passion, loyalty, self-starter, all of those principles, all of those traits, all right, you don't have a chance without them. And, of course, trust comes first. The single most important word from my perspective in the English language is T-R-U-S-T, trust. So therefore, the people that say, hey, this doesn't have anything to do with me, and I don't need to learn all this stuff or be able to practice some of these principles that I'm talking about, and I think the probability for your success is zero, and I'm not exaggerating.
I would agree, but you know, I hear the converse, and I see some less than stellar salespeople out there saying, you know, I'm only in it for the money. So let's take that to the next step and talk about character.
Sure. And just be let me just piggyback on what you just happened to say, though, if I can just set the table for a second before we go to character. I think the unsung hero in the entire U.S., okay, in the business world, is the salesperson, because there are no jobs. There are no businesses. There are no factories unless someone brings the business through the front door, which is so very important again. So therefore, I think every listener out there is a salesperson from the moment they get up in the morning to the moment they go to bed. Why? Because they're negotiating all the day. They're communicating. They're persuading. They're influencing people. And I want to tell you, if you're not a good salesperson and you're not selling ideas and you're not selling yourself directly or indirectly, then all you're going to do is spend your life being influenced by someone else. So that would be my comment to what you just said. Now, regarding character, I'm a lucky guy. My closest friend in the whole world, he's my brother outside of my family, is Lou Holtz, the legendary Hall of Famer on ESPN right now today. For the past 5 years, approximately, Notre Dame coach for 11 years, again, Hall of Famer. Incidentally, that's right, he wrote the introduction to the book. So that may be the best part of the book. Who knows? My friends hit me on that, too. But so Holtz has taught me, and I agree, and my father taught me, that you cannot compromise your core values. Holtz would say, you know, can people trust me? There's that word, trust again. Am I committed? Do I care about you? And as far as being committed, you have to be all in when it comes to character. And let me tell you the difference, Mark, between 100% all in and 99% all in. You want to know what the difference is?
What?
100%.
There you go.
That's is what's critical. So again, being joined at the hip with a guy like Lou Holtz, I get to hear the speeches at halftime. I get to see the kids come back that he's coached for the last 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 years using him as a mentor. So that's kind of nice. But character means everything also.
Okay, let me throw out a slightly different angle on this. In the government market, our show focuses on the government contracting community.
Yep.
In the government market, we have salespeople, business development people who focus on single government agencies for their entire career. Not all of them, but some of the better ones and some of the best ones focus on the Department of Agriculture, Commerce, Army, Navy, Marines, whatever it might be. And they're successful regardless of the company they're representing for exactly the reasons that you're talking about. People know them. People trust them. They see the character in place. They know that the attitude is backed by, this guy would never work for a company that's going to sell us crap.
Absolutely. People buy from other people because of likability, because of chemistry, because of people skills. And when they're zeroing in, they can laser right in Army, Navy, agriculture. Of course, that's all the better. You'll find that a lot of listeners have heard of the 80-20 rule. You get 80% of your business from 20% of your accounts. Well, I can just tell you that the world and the USA is moving towards 90-10. 90% of your business comes from 10% of your accounts. And, of course, that's where that trust and character comes in, having confidence, your attitude, all of those different platitudes that you need to be successful. I mean, that's so nice when you're working with someone long-term, relationships. I mean, that's the best kind of business you can be in, rather than just knocking on doors, making calls, one-stop shop, sell them on to the next person. So the people that are listening right now, they're in the best profession in the world, as far as I'm concerned, building long-term relationships with the people. And not generally speaking, but always, I have to go back to that word trust. Without the word trust, that's the most important word of all the words I've ever written, okay, you can't do business with anyone. You can't have a family, can't have a marriage, can't become an entrepreneur. You can't have, clients. It's impossible. So it all starts with that word trust. And then, of course, that commitment, what I just talked about,
yep.
All in,
yep.
100%.
The book is The McKay MBA of Selling in the Real World. The author, obviously, is Harvey McKay. You're listening to AmTower Off-Center on Federal News Radio. When we come back, we're going deeper into other concepts that Harvey talks about in this book. You're listening to Federal News Radio on 1500 AM.
What is the U.S. Department of Agriculture doing to transform rural America and enhance its prosperity? What is USDA doing to cut costs and improve organizational performance? Join host Michael Keegan as he explores these questions and much more with his very special guest, Kathleen Merrigan, Deputy Secretary at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, next week on the Business of Government Hour.
Since 1886, the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Washington, D.C. has been helping children in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Now they are visited by over 3,000 children every day. The club teaches character and leadership development and arts education. No child is turned away for being unable to pay the $25 fee, and the club needs your help to make this happen. Give a gift online at bgcgw.org. The life you lift up today will be the life that brings a better world tomorrow. This message is brought to you by GEICO and Federal News Radio.
The Pentagon and Beyond is brought to you by EADS North America.
U.S. Marine General James Mattis, commander of U.S. Central Command, is ordering better coordination with the Pakistani military. And he says that all border stations must be known and mapped. This after the Pentagon has identified mistakes in a border incident that killed 24 Pakistani soldiers. The report says the deaths were due to a persistent lack of trust between the U.S. and Pakistan. Pakistani officials say the U.S. still has not apologized. I'm J.J. Green.
We have a capsized boat, 2 people in the water.
Every day, EADS North America builds and supports helicopters for the Coast Guard, Army, National Guard, Navy, and Customs and Border Protection.
Rescue swimmer is in the water.
EADS delivers helicopters that save lives every day, including those bright orange Coast Guard helicopters you see patrolling our nation's capital.
We got them. We're heading back.
EADS North America. Commitment defines us.
When you compare USAA Bank to other banks, it's easy to see what a difference military values can make. As a matter of integrity, we offer free checking with no monthly service fees and free use of any ATM nationwide. As a matter of principle, we charge one of the lowest rates in the nation on USAA Bank credit cards. And because we believe in being able to bank from anywhere, anytime, we offer mobile apps that make it possible to access your accounts and even deposit a check if you qualify. Our commitment to serve the military, veterans, and their families makes USAA Bank fundamentally different. And what makes USAA Bank different can mean better banking for you starting right now. Visit usaa.com/banking today or call 800-531-8722. USAA Bank, we know what it means to serve.
Some restrictions apply. No fee for the first 10 ATM withdrawals and refunds up to $15 in other banks' ATM fees. Credit cards provided by USAA Savings Bank and other bank products provided by USAA Federal Savings Bank, both member FDIC.
We raise high for GW basketball. Some raise high with the jump out of your seat, buzzer beating, hands to the sky scream. Others give their all in the GW fight song, Raising High the Buff and Blue. Raising High is more than just a movement. It's the movement for Colonials basketball, where senators and students, friends and families come together for the thrill of victory.
George Washington!
Raise high with GW basketball today. Call 202-994-7325 or visit gwsports.com now.
Want that perfectly shaped holiday cake, but just not sure how to make it work? You might want to take some engineering classes. Maybe you think of engineers as people who keep bridges and buildings standing. Mary Burroughs, a civil engineering student at Iowa State, does that for cakes.
I know how to carve the cake in the right way so that all the forces are acting on one central location.
In her side business, Cake Engineering, she even uses non-traditional baking tools.
I use my calipers a lot if I'm referencing another object so I can get the proportions correct. I also use a compass and protractor to get angles correct.
So don't be afraid to think outside the cake box to perfect your next dessert masterpiece. To find out more about this and other engineering innovation stories, please go to www.nae.edu/radio. That's www.nae.edu/radio. With the National Academy of Engineering, Randy Atkins, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Welcome back to Amtower Off Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Mark Amtower. My guest today is Harvey McKay, whose latest book is a runaway bestseller on the New York Times and, you know, you name it, Wall Street Journal, USA Today, the McKay MBA of Selling in the Real World. Harvey, let's delve a little. We got so many topics to talk about. It's really hard. I wish we had like 2 hours or maybe a day. But when you come to D.C., we'll do it again. Honesty and integrity.
Yes. I think right at the front part of the book, I always speak in aphorisms because my columns and books and the book that you're holding in your hand always has a aphorism, okay, or a saying or a philosophy at the end of each chapter. And one of them is, when it comes to honesty, integrity, ethics, if you have integrity, nothing else matters. If you don't have integrity, nothing else matters. That's a McKayism. Peter Drucker said, there's no such thing as business ethics. There is only ethics. And so I might say that our mission statement at McKay Envelope Company, again in Minneapolis, is to be in business forever. Repeat. To be in business forever. It's on our walls, on our station, some station. What does that mean? That means no shortcuts. That means no red flags. That means no telling the truth, but only telling half the truth. That if we're going to be in business forever, Mark, then we're going to do everything right over not a short-term period of time, but a long-term period of time, and therefore we're not going to do anything that'll jeopardize our relationship with that client, with that customer. That's what ethics means to me, and integrity.
I'm stuttering here because I could not agree more on that. Without it, there's really nothing in the picture. And with the advent of all of the social media stuff, and you're actually on LinkedIn, and you're fairly active there on LinkedIn, which kind of surprises me because I didn't think you'd have the time. But with all of the transparency out there, anybody who lacks the integrity, who truly is not trustworthy, it becomes apparent pretty quickly.
It just takes almost a nanosecond, and you can tell right away. You cannot, first of all, you cannot buy a good name. You can't buy a good reputation. You have to earn it over a long period of time. And there are no secrets. There are no secrets in life, and there's no secrets in business. So if I'm going to be doing business with you, Mark, I've got a reputation out there. It'll show very, very fast. You can take all my money from me. You can take all my land from me. Take all my factories from me. Take all my employees from me, okay, and leave me my good name. And I'll be back to where I was today in 2, 3, 4 years.
Because you have the relationships with the people who know you, the people who trust you.
I have my name. Just leave me my name and reputation. That's all I need to start over. And that would be true for every single listener.
Okay. Again, we have so many topics that I'd like to discuss, so I'm going to jump over a few to get to something that a lot of people still, they think is too basic to actually do, and that's goals, planning, and preparation.
those again are key words. A goal is a dream with a deadline. Measurable, identifiable, attainable, specific, in writing. Pale ink is better than the most retentive memory. What do I mean by that? Write your short-term goals down and your long-term goals down, and then be sure and look at them. I've written now, again, seven books times 70,000 words. That's 490,000 words that I've written in my seven books. I've written 1,000 columns times 750. You add up all the words I've written and throughout everything. Guess what? There's three words that are paramount importance. That is my theme, basically. Probably the most important theme of all, and that is prepare to win. Boring. How many listeners out there are going to buy a book, Prepare to Win? Or would you rather buy Swim with the Shark or the McKay MBA? But that's what it's all about, okay? And again, I mentioned earlier at the top of the program, there's no such thing as a cold call. We do our homework. If I'm going to make a 40-minute speech as the commencement speaker, which recently I did at USC, University of Southern California, MBA program, 40 minutes, I have to prepare 40 hours. That's what it takes. If I'm going to be your best man, Mark, at a wedding, and you say, Harvey, why don't you speak for 5 minutes? That's 5 hours of preparation for me. It's an hour a minute. And that's what you should be doing with your sales calls out there. You should pretend, and this is a great philosophy, every call you make, this is what I do, every speech I give, I say to myself before I walk in the room, this is the last speech I'm ever going to give in my entire life. So it better be good, obviously. That's a real good philosophy to have.
I hadn't thought of that one. That's great.
Yeah. No, but again, right in the book, I've been practicing it. I played golf at the University of Minnesota. I was playing the NCAA championships my sophomore year. And there are 20 million golfers out there in the USA. But the coach said to me before I got on the plane and went down to Lafayette, Purdue, where the tournament was, competing against everybody in the country. And I was cocky, thought I knew it all, chapped lips from kissing the mirror too much. I had my 50 trophies. I really thought I was good. But I want to tell you, they just handed me again my head. But here's what the coach said. Not only visualization, but you say to yourself when they announce your name, you know, Harvey McKay, first tee, all right, first drive, here we go. You say to yourself, this is the last drive I'm ever going to hit my whole life. This is the last putt I'm ever going to hit in my whole life. Wow. Just say that, you know, the people listening, when you make a call today, tomorrow, next week, next month, forever, this is the last sales call I'm ever going to make. So it better be good, of course.
And this is the McKay MBA of Selling in the Real World. Harvey McKay is my guest. You're listening to AmTower Off Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. When we come back, we're going to pursue a couple of things that Harvey touched on there, and that is also the continual process of learning. You're listening to Federal News Radio on 1500 AM.
Please join the American Federation of Government Employees for its series Inside Government, brought to you in part by Purchasing Power. The weekly program gives you the real story on what's happening inside federal agencies and the rights of federal employees. Hear the latest from the nation's top lawmakers, celebrities, journalists, union leaders, and federal workers. Don't miss AFGE's Inside Government, Friday at 10 a.m. right here on Federal News Radio, 1500 a.m.
Hi, this is O'Donna Matthews. What does 3 decades of service add up to? For the Capital Area Food Bank, it includes these important numbers. Distributing 25 million pounds of food to nearly 500,000 people through a network of 700 partner agencies. 30 years, It's a long time, but the mission continues to make sure that no one is left hungry. To learn more, contribute, or volunteer, visit CapitalAreaFoodBank.org.
Things just don't happen. You need a plan. A federal career can last 30 years or more, and so can federal retirement. Tune in each Monday at 10 a.m. to get the information you need to plan your course for financial security, solid benefits, and optimum health care. 100% focused on the federal employee for your benefit, presented by NITP, has the answers to your mid-career and retirement planning questions. Listen to For Your Benefit Mondays at 10 a.m. on 1500 a.m. Federal News Radio for an hour that can change your future.
When every moment matters and a hand reaches out, when someone gives blood and a life is saved, that moment when heartbreak turns to hope, you're there through the American Red Cross. Every day, the Red Cross responds to nearly 200 neighborhood emergencies, and your support makes it possible. Use this moment to join us today. Visit redcross.org.
Meeting mission goals through technology, brought to you by General Dynamics Information Technology.
The Army says it wants to go faster as it pursues the closure of its data centers and the reduction of its number of applications. The Army's Vice Chief of Staff is telling the Army's IT managers he wants them to beat the current 2015 target to close down 185 data centers and do it a year earlier. As for applications, the Army has an estimated 9,000 on 24,000 separate servers. General Peter Corelli wants those numbers cut in half.
General Dynamics Information Technology is dedicated to providing the latest, highest quality information technology services and resources to help organizations meet their mission objectives. Large-scale IT systems and communications networks are the strategic and operational heart of defense, intelligence, civilian government, and private business. They require the expertise of a company that delivers results. General Dynamics Information Technology, information technology and professional services. Go to GDIT.com to learn more. That's GDIT.com.
This is NIH Health Matters. I'm Joe Belinfi. At the same time the baby boom generation in the U.S. is turning 65, the population worldwide is poised to make a similar demographic shift. And why?
It's first fertility.
Population expert Dr. Richard Sussman explains that a combination of fewer children per couple or woman combined with increases in life expectancy are the two key factors.
That's the metabolism of population.
Dr. Sussman says that within about 5 or 10 years, for the first time in human history, there will be more people over age 65 in the world than children under age 5. For more information on world population issues and research on aging, visit www.nia.nih.gov. Health Matters is produced by the NIH, part of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Register today for Affirm's luncheon on Friday, January 13th, and hear from the new U.S. CIO, Stephen Van Roekel, in a fireside chat with Affirm President and CIO from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, Darren Ash. In his first major address inside the Capitol Beltway, Van Roekel will discuss the role of technology in closing that widening productivity gap between government and industry. That's January 13th at the Sofitel Hotel, McPherson Square, from 11:30 to 1 p.m. This briefing is sure to be a sellout, so register today, Affirm.com.
This is Mark Amtower. I've been advising contractors for almost 30 years, and when they need agency contacts, I always recommend Carroll's GovSearch. With over 350,000 contact listings and over 1,000 government organization charts, they help you find the people you need to reach in all levels of government. Give them a try. Get a free organization chart and a sample listing from their database. Contact Gordon Peel at 703-757-8228. Carroll Publishing, bringing government to you like no other.
Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, WFED.
Welcome back to Amtower Off Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Mark Amtower. My guest today is Harvey McKay. Harvey's newest book, The McKay MBA of Selling in the Real World, is available everywhere. And not only is it available everywhere, you can see it everywhere because it's on the New York Times bestseller list, the USA Today bestseller list, Amazon bestseller. You know, everywhere you go, there's Harvey. And one of the reasons that I have authors on the show is that Harvey and I share a true core value, and that would be continuous learning. Harvey, tell me, give me your views on this, please.
Well, I have a strong philosophy about that, that you don't go to school once for a lifetime. You are in school all of your life. I'd like to say, if you think education is expensive, try ignorance. Let me tell you what we developed at our company. We have, and I have 100 competitors in the USA, we have developed the finest, and it was audio tape library, of course, it's CD right now, library in the United States. And so what our people, I have a sales force of 35 persons, you know, if you drive 10,000 miles a year in your car, Mark, okay, guess what? You'll spend 3 years in your automobile. So why not? And you live average life expectancy, American male, 74 years of age, American female, 79, 80 years of age. Yeah, imagine 3 years in your car. So we're teaching our people. They've turned their car into a university. And that's what I would suggest other people do, too, with motivation and self-help books and even, you know, interviews like this, which is so very important. I touched on all the coaches that I have because I want to practice the right concepts. I say to all the listeners out there, how would you like to have major surgery at Johns Hopkins, for example, and all of a sudden you find out, you know, the surgeon graduated in 2002, but he didn't keep up, and you found that out maybe after surgery with all the technology, medical technology. No, I want someone every single second, minute, hour, day, week, month, year, continuous learning. That's the kind of surgeon I want to operate on me.
Well, you know, I hope no one would argue that point, but back up a half sec. How many of your books are available as audio?
As audio?
Mm-hmm.
I don't follow that, but if they go to my I don't sell anything on my website.
Right.
But on the audio books, I think almost everyone. I think they all are.
Yeah.
Every single one. Of course, the titles, you know, that's not important, but I like the second title, Beware the Naked Man Who Offers You His Shirt. But Swim with the Sharks is selling huge on audio. And again, everything can be found at Amazon.com. or my website, but I don't sell anything. They'd have to go to Barnes & Noble or somewhere to pick up those books.
And by the way, Harvey also has a number of cartoons throughout the book, and not only are they germane to the subjects he's addressing, they're hilarious. So,
thank you. I personally picked those out. Incidentally, just a quickie, because it just happened a few months ago for the listeners, because this ties into everything else we're saying, too. I finally figured out what I want on my tombstone, Mark, and let me share it with you, okay? He couldn't sleep fast enough. Now, and that means a lot, again, to the audience out there. I don't want to go to sleep. I'm afraid I'll miss something. I think I was born excited. But when we're talking about selling, when we're talking about 100% versus 99%, you know, committed, all in, you have to be 100% all in. If it is to be, it is up to me. The 10 most powerful two-letter words in the English language. You have to ignite your own passion. All these things tie together.
Give me your thoughts on the power of networking.
Well, I would say the following, and no one can talk. Everyone can disagree with everything I've said, but no one can talk me out of this. Okay. I won't change my mind. Networking. If I had to name the single characteristic shared by all the truly successful people that I've met over a lifetime, I'd say it's the ability to create and nurture a network of contacts. I mean, even all jobs are still found, okay, 60-70% of all jobs still found through networking. Networking is how you get leads, how you get referrals. Yeah, how you find customers. Networking delivers happiness. And I might just say here, if we want to talk about success and networking, you know, what's my definition of success? It's having a predetermined plan and successfully carrying it out over a long period of time and having a doggone good time doing it. That's what success is. And with a network, you can accomplish this. And I have to absolutely underline this and put quotes around this. We're not just talking about money here. We're talking about happiness. If you've got the money without the happiness, or you lose a family, or you lose your health, or whatever, okay, then you're not successful. And so this is not just money. This concept, this book, will deliver happiness and success.
It will indeed. There's so much in here. It is an easy read. It is a great read. Let's take the social networking to the web world, though. You do talk about social networking in book, and you talk about LinkedIn in particular. Why?
Mm-hmm. Well, let's get just at the table here very briefly. Being from Minneapolis, going back a couple decades ago, Honeywell, people have heard of that company,
yep,
controlled data. They had the biggest computers in the world. Guess what? Yeah, I couldn't fit them into my living room at home. And I don't live in a big house, but it's not a small house. And yet, look what's happened here now in the last two, 3 decades. I have in the palm of my hand, I mean, just two feet away from me, you know, my iPhone. I've got more power in the palm of my hand than those big computers had 20 and 30 years ago. I mean, that's almost beyond comprehension. You know, people in Siberia can be getting an MBA right this very minute as we're talking. So LinkedIn, yes, I've got chapters on social media. I've got a chapter on you never make a cold call. We'll call it the invisible web, which is so, so critical. And how to use different search engines, which is also very important. So LinkedIn, of course, is one of the most powerful business research tools for salespeople. I think to some degree, Mark, even surpassing Google in its ability to help you find information on business executives, LinkedIn, it's got tens of millions of business executive members. It's estimated, hang on your hat, fasten your seatbelt, that a new person joins LinkedIn nearly every second of every working day. Do the math. Understanding the power of LinkedIn, of course, is critical to every listener's business and personal success. So I guess I say the following. LinkedIn helps you build your virtual network of business executives, okay, who know you. That would be called the first level connection. Plus a network of executives who know the people who know you. That would be your second level. And then a network of people who know the people who know the people who know you. That's your third level connection. And LinkedIn also is used, latest stat last week I read, is 60 to 70, as high as 80% of new hiring. So it's an intelligent gathering tool for building highly qualified lead lists, researching prospects. I could go on and on.
The book is The McKay MBA of Selling in the Real World. If you want the bonus book, go to harveymckay.com/bonus, and you'll get a free book from Harvey. Harvey, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you. That's assuming they buy the book. They should go to that website.
Right.
Thank you very much. I didn't like it, Mark. I loved it.
There you go. Harvey McKay.
Bye-bye.
Harvey McKay, the McKay MBA of Selling in the Real World. You've been listening to Amtower Off Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
You've been listening to Amtower Off Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear it in its entirety on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Amtower Off Center, Monday afternoons at noon, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM WFED, your source for federal news now.
What's it like to be a lion trainer at the National Zoo? Federal News Radio brings you video and pictures from behind the scenes. See it all at federalnewsradio.com. Search term Cool Jobs.